Welcome to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. I'm your host, self-worth and confidence coach, Charles C. Childers, who is dedicated to supporting visionaries, big dreamers, and high achievers like you. My passion and calling is normalizing those big, audacious dreams and desires and shedding light on the very real inner experiences that are unique to our journey. It's what makes this podcast so special, that we can come together as big dreamers and high achievers and be in a safe space with each other to be real, raw, transparent, and vulnerable while also being inspired. Yes, we are here to do amazing things in this world and to leave a lasting legacy. And the best way that we can achieve that is by being the fullest, most aligned version of ourselves. Through authentic interviews with fellow big dreamers, practical tools, resources, and actionable strategies, let's step into our fullest potential and create the life of success, impact, and legacy that we desire. If you're ready to align your belief system and upgrade your nervous system with your Mount Everest-sized goals and embrace the unique internal journey along the way, then you've come to the right place. I'm so glad you pressed play, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Ever noticed how everyone loves sharing their successes? That feeling when things are popping off and you're riding the wave of momentum. There is literally nothing quite like it, is there? But what about when things don't go as planned? When programs don't fill up or the accolades aren't rolling in? It can sting, right? It can be easy to hide, feel embarrassed or even ashamed by it, feeling like there's a part of you that you can't acknowledge. How dare somebody find that out? I've been there. I have been there. And in fact, I recently opened up about it on IG. And that's exactly what I want to dive into today, about the importance of normalizing, acknowledging our failures as much as our successes and staying certain through it all. Oh, that's the most important part. Staying certain through it all, through the failures, through the successes, through things popping off, through things looking like they're not popping off, and you're wondering, am I ever going to get there? Is this ever going to work? That's exactly what we're going to dive into today. Before we get into it, my program, Be That Girl, is now at full price. To cultivate this kind of unwavering belief and confidence in yourself because you know that bringing your vision and reaching your next level is inevitable. To step into truly and genuinely love the journey to your dreams. To be satisfied and fulfilled with where you are while being eager for more. To live and embody your success independent from your results or outcomes. This is the space for you. One thing I love so much about the work inside of BTG, and it's not really work. That's the best word I could come up with. It's the concepts, the principles, the ways of being, of truly being that girl and that guy, the ways of being. That's what this work looks like. It's not like hammering nails or climbing ladders or digging deep or anything like that. But one of the things I love so much about the work and BTG is the freedom that it's brought me. There's no more pushing myself to perform, achieve, or be productive in order to feel worthy and successful. No more obsessively checking over likes, refreshing to see if they've magically gone viral. No more feeling good about myself when I had a lot of those likes and when I didn't. No more being consumed by how it's going to happen, what I need to do to get there, constantly looking for the recipe or formula. No more feeling like I couldn't afford to slow down or take time for myself. If this resonates with you, I invite you to check out BTG at charlesechilders.com. Wait, no, I think I have that backwards. charlesleechildress.com/BTG. And BTG stands for Be That Girl, Be That Guy. I freaking love this work, and I know you will too. All right, now let's talk about that rush when everything seems to fall in place. The magic of feeling like you're making a real impact. It's exhilarating, isn't it? It's like God and the universe are working for you. They're working with you. They're co-conspiring with you. You feel like you're riding a cloud or magic carpet of momentum. Opportunities are coming into your world. People are reaching out. Money is coming in. You know that you're making an impact. You're helping people be better and feel better. You're helping people feel good about themselves, feel good about their life, and make healthier choices. You're helping people find their dream home and helping them move, you know, to a new city and making that transition be easier. You're growing a team, building genuine relationships while also helping them reach their desires and be better versions of themselves. Can you feel the light up and excitement about that? I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely buzzing inside at all of this. Just imagining. And if you want to, go ahead and close your eyes. Imagine when you get there, when what you're working towards, when it's happening, when it's unfolding, when you're walking into those $1 million homes or the $100,000 tiny home, but you're helping someone. You're helping them find their dream home. You're helping them find where they want to live and be there with their family and enjoy it. You're speaking at events, you're hosting retreats, you're building your team, like whatever that looks like for you, just imagine it. Because there is something so magical when we feel like it's working, like we're doing it, like we're moving in that unique and divine direction that we're meant to go in. We long for this feeling. We crave it and dream about it. We're driven by our passion and fueled by that inner fire to get there. And to some, we might be crazy at what we're going after, the big goals that we're going after. But to us, we are called. So if you haven't already, take a moment, whether you're driving, working, cleaning the house, or working out, just to breathe in those good feelings of what it feels like when things are popping off for you. What that feels like. Breathe in the excitement that you've done it, that you are doing it, that things are happening for you, that there's no denying that your dream is unfolding. Heck, even jump up and down if you need to. Shake it out. Whatever kind of energy you're having right now, like follow that, trust that, lead into it, breathe deeper into it. But here's the real question. How do we sustain that excitement every day? How do we feel as good when things are popping off and when things aren't, when they don't look like it? How do we feel solid and certain in ourselves and in our calling each and every day, regardless of what's happening around us? And I know it's easy to start doubting ourselves, to feel like we're not there yet, to list out reasons for why we're not getting closer, what we're doing wrong, all of those things. So let me ask you, what do you think it would take to feel those feelings all the time? And like I said, I know it's so easy to start going into, well, I'm not there yet, but the money isn't in the bank, but I haven't, you know, hit this goal and I've been trying for 6 months, or I've hit a goal and now I'm ready to rise into another goal, but I'm not at that goal yet. You know, it's easy to go into that logic and the actuality and the reality of it. So if you will, now take a moment and ask yourself, what do you think it would take to feel those feelings all the time? What do you think would need to happen for you to feel that excitement, satisfaction, success, and confirmation every day and as many moments as possible throughout the day? Those feelings kind of start to die down, don't they? We went from this excitement and living in it and imagining it and seeing our vision, even if we're not totally clear on what that vision is. I know you can feel it in your bones and in your gut. But then when we get down to it, when we start asking ourselves questions of, why can't I feel those feelings all the time? What would actually happen for me to feel that sense of worthiness, that I am worthy of the success that I long for, the satisfaction? What would it take? I need to be doing this more. I need to be doing that. I need to step out. I need to invest. I need to do this. It just goes on and on and on, doesn't it? And you start thinking, what? I need to hit my goals first. This needs to happen and that needs to happen. I have such a long way to go. I'm nowhere near it. I'm at the beginning of launching my fitness program or in the middle of a rebrand. There's no way I'm close to impacting 100 people or earning my next $100,000. I have a long way to go, which is a very common and understandable human response. Like I said, it is so logical to look at what's going on and the way things are and say that. It's a natural response. You have to be a fool to see it in any other way, right? But what if we embrace that belief that it's not just possible, it's inevitable? Because when you think about it, we can be delirious in the things that we say to ourselves and about ourselves. So why can't we be delirious in our belief that no matter what, no matter what it looks like, no matter if we're at the beginning, no matter if we have been trying for a long time, like no matter what, we are getting closer and closer each day. And that we were literally built for this. No matter what, results are irrelevant. People's opinions, regardless, irrelevant. Like that you're moving closer each and every day. When I was prepping for this podcast, I started thinking about all the years when I was checking my bank account, obsessing over my likes, and constantly seeking validation. Sound familiar? When I was in network marketing, I would send about 50 to 100 messages a day, dreading every minute of it. And then I would feel smaller than an ant when people either responded with a no or they didn't respond at all. I remember when I first started doing Facebook Lives, and if you go into my Facebook and scroll back several years, you would see my beginner lives. They were kind of comical. But I would start freaking out in my head when I saw that only a few people were watching live. And then I would freak out in excitement in the other direction if one of my videos got like 500 views or even 2,000 views. Shoot, even when I started this podcast, I would feel happy, like I was doing something right when there was a podcast episode that had a high download. But then when it came to the other episodes that had lower downloads, I would feel like either I did something wrong, I said something wrong, that the interview wasn't good, that people didn't enjoy it. I started making up all of these reasons for why it wasn't good and why it had this lower download. Silly, right? As you can see, I was all over the place. I was up one minute and down the next, feeling on track, feeling off track, feeling like I was moving closer, feeling like I was behind, and I just got tired of the roller coaster. I got tired of always waiting for life and the external to determine that I was successful, worthy, and capable. I got tired of thinking I could feel good about myself only when I was productive and only when I was operating at my absolute best and achieving results. I got tired of telling myself that I'd be more satisfied and fulfilled once I got there, or if I just tried a little harder and I did a little bit more, then I would feel like it was paying off. I got tired of feeling impatient and restless and discontent with where I was, constantly relying on others' opinions and feeling like I was constantly falling short. My solution? Oh, man, it took me a really long time to unpack this and quote unquote figure it out, so to speak. But there was a solution because I obviously realized that what I was doing, it just wasn't working. Not necessarily, let me say that again and in another way. It's not so much about what I was doing. It was more about how I was doing it. How I was going about my dreams, pursuing my dreams and pursuing my goals. If I got real and honest with myself, it wasn't fun. I wasn't having fun at all. I wasn't enjoying the journey. I wasn't caught up in the moment. I was more focused on when am I going to get there? You know, future outcomes, future results, checking in. Am I getting any closer? And like I said, I just got tired of that roller coaster. I got tired of feeling all over the place. So I had to stop, and this is just me and my story, my experience, but what I discovered as far as my solution is that I had to stop tying my worth and my dreams to my successes and failures. I had to play the game to play the game because I loved it rather than play the game to win. Constantly looking at the scoreboard and internalizing that scoreboard to mean something about me. Because when we're truly playing the game, we love it. We aren't obsessively looking at the fans or the score or the clock and how much time is left. Of course, we're aware of all of those things, but we're not obsessively focusing on it or attaching ourselves to it. You aren't judging yourself based on the last play you made. You aren't trying to win or force it. You're just playing in the moment. And this is who I had to become. Because when you're playing the game to play the game, you're totally and completely immersing yourself in the game and in the moment. You want to win, but you aren't trying to win or force it. You're focusing on having fun and being the best player you can be. We play our part and we know that God is playing his. I had to start playing where I was rather than waiting until a certain level to start playing the way that I really wanted to play. I had to stop letting my feelings determine how I was going to play and instead become the master of my feelings so I could be the leader of my own game. I decided what kind of player I was going to play as so I could just keep going and know that my desires would happen eventually. I didn't need to stress about them and worry about them because I knew that they would happen eventually. I built that confidence or cultivated that belief in myself. And it wasn't just this one-time thing. I think it gets painted that way a lot. But belief is a constant, everyday thing. And that's the fun of it. We might think that we want it to happen all at once and that we want to snap our fingers or wiggle our nose like Bewitched used to do. But we really don't want to cultivate all that belief, confidence, and self-assurance in ourselves all at once. Because if we do, that means we don't have any more desires. Because as big dreamers and high achievers, our desires are constantly growing. There's always another level. We're always in the midst of getting someplace. And even when we get someplace, we're simultaneously still working to another place because we have lots of desires. And so then therefore, our belief and our confidence in ourselves gets to evolve with it. And that is the beautiful journey. But I had to realize that I was on this journey to play the game rather than playing to win. I didn't want to win because if I won, that meant I didn't have any more desires. No, I'm here to play. I'm here to play all out at every single level because I inevitably know that I'm going to get to those levels. And so I don't have to stress and worry about when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen because I just know it's going to happen. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. I don't know all of the details. No, that's God and the universe's job. That's not my role. That's not the player I'm here to play That's not the player I'm here to be when I'm playing, right? I'm just here focused on what I'm doing and in the moment and immersing myself in it and getting lost in the fun, getting lost in the ride of it. So as you can tell, Not only did I become a master of my feelings so that I could be a leader at my own game, I decided what kind of player I was going to play as so I could just keep going like I've been talking about and know that my desires would come to fruition. That required a lot of trust. I had to start playing with my whole heart and soul and play like it could happen at any moment, but I wasn't attached to it happening. I started playing all in on this game, if this game is all there is. Meanwhile, I knew that physically, this wasn't the only game there is, right? But I could allow myself that focus, that intention, that heart, and that effort to play this game as if this game is all there is. I had to become the player that I was proud to play as. And that's why when I launched BTG and no one has joined so far, I'm okay. I'm seriously okay. In fact, I'm more than okay because I know the kind of player I am and I've decided to be. I don't need to be embarrassed or ashamed by that. Heck, I don't even need to consider that a failure because I know the power of my work. I live, I breathe it, and I embody it every damn day. And so for me, it's not a matter of if I'm going to gain new clients. I already know that I'm going to gain new clients, whether it be in BTG or in my seven other programs. I already know that, but I don't need the external to prove that my work is powerful, that it can help people, that I am walking in my calling and I'm on purpose. I can know that internally and be so solid in who I am and what I'm doing in each and every step because I know the kind of player I am here to play as. I've already played the game in a way that I don't want to play it. I don't want it to be hard. I don't want to constantly berate myself and bring myself down and feel like I'm falling short and be comparing myself and obsessively checking. That's not the game I want to play. And because I decided that's not the game I want to play, even though no one has joined BTG so far, I'm okay. I'm not freaking out. I'm not distraught like I would have been in the past, beating myself up for, quote unquote, not saying the right things, not posting enough, not doing this or that, wondering if I had done it this way or if I had done it differently, then it would have turned out differently and yada, yada, yada. See, that is when the results were a reflection of my worth. And now that I have decided, not only decided that from a conscious place, because that can bring up, oh my gosh, so much resistance, but internally, I have done the quote unquote inner work within myself to align my beliefs with my current level of desires. And so that means that I have decided to play the game how I want to play it. Sure. Do I wish more have joined so far and during this round? Absolutely. And of course, but it's not about the numbers to me anymore or how it looks on the outside. For me, over the past 5 weeks, I've cultivated so much clarity and confidence within myself. I've had so much fun. I've cultivated even more certainty in the power of my work. I've learned so much about myself, embracing the conditioning that has come up along the way, because there certainly has been conditioning, and that might be another episode of its own. I have focused on my alignment and authenticity over metrics. I've tried new things and new strategies, continuing to prioritize my self-care and celebrating myself every step of the way. I've intuitively known which steps to take, allowing myself to change my mind or go in another direction if I felt compelled to. And best of all, over the last 5 weeks, I have still felt deeply fulfilled, satisfied, and successful, regardless of the numbers, regardless of the results and the outcomes, regardless of the external validation. Because that's what it means to be that girl or be that guy. Leading with certainty and authenticity regardless of our freaking results. You expect wild success and to make an incredible impact. You know your desires are inevitable and consistently move with conviction and purpose. You lead from a place of certainty and not needing anything to happen or be a certain way. You know you are the best at what you do and you don't need results or external validation to prove that. You follow your standards rather than someone else's, and you build your dream and legacy from that place. Results or no results, we are good. We're more than good. We're great, and we're certain through it all.